Yeah, he gon' need a medical nurse. Yeah, ripping off his head, I know it hurt. Yeah, mud pie making me dirt. Yeah, we gon' need some steel for these curves. We got black and gold killers on your turf. That's black and gold killers on your turf. Yeah, black and gold killers on your turf. We got black and gold killers on your turf.
Yeah. Stiller Nation, what's going on? It's your man, Kev Easy. You can follow me everywhere at Kev Easy, K-E-V-E-Z-E, for those who don't spell well. But you know, I don't judge. Yeah, man. Make sure y'all follow Stills for 7 Podcast Instagram page. That thing is booming. Still, you know what I mean? You get it? You get the punchline? Whatever? Metaphor? Wordplay? I'm crazy. Look, Jay-Z Connect on the line. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. What up, Stiller Nation? You already know who it is. You know the rest, and I do judge. What up, Stiller Nation?
Yo, man. Towards the end of the episode, man, shout out to, you know what I mean, Tiana Lady Still. You feel me? She joined the Stills for 7 Podcast family. You know what I mean? We're going
to
have a segment.
Welcome to the squad.
Yeah, man. We're going to have her segment as soon as we done with hit this right here. You feel me? Like, yo, let's start from where we left off at, man. We smoked the Panthers on last week, last Thursday, after coming off a hard Ravens game, man. How did you feel about that?
Let me tell you, I'm about to get in my standing shirt back. I'm about to get my standing shirt back real quick. Can I do that, Kev?
Go ahead. Do your thing, bro.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Salt, but now listen, though. I'm sick of this shit, yo. I'm sick of them not giving us our credit, bro. Let me give you an example. Bucks was on fire. Fitzmagic. I said, yo, we're going to put an end to that bullshit. You feel me? It happened. What they said? Oh, it's just Fitzpatrick. He wasn't for real anyway. We all knew what it was. Okay,
right.
Cool. Granted. Okay, cool. The Bengals game. The Bengals were on fire. The Bengals were on fire, and basically the team to beat. We beat them. It's like, oh, they were the Bengals. What did my real say? This is a rivalry game. The Ravens. That they were doing good. They were basically on a good what's the name? We beat them. It's a rivalry game. You know, Joe Flacco, blah blah. But we smack the Panthers.
A Panthers team that was on fire. Let people
another
tell
team it. That was on fire. That they're saying like, oh, this is like a contender, blah blah blah. Been through more touchdowns and complete and this not even getting talked about. I know. Yeah, some people give us credit. It's always the
Shout out Kurt Warner, man. Yeah, that's the OG.
That's about it. After that, that's about it. People still. I guess. Because he came in the same class as Eli, people kind of put Ben in that Eli level, my nigga.
And it's like, disrespectful as shit. Because
it's so disrespectful.
Because out of that class, Ben is number one, Phillip is number two, and Phillip don't even got rings, dog.
I know.
And then it's Eli.
I know. It's like, it don't make sense. It's like, think about, Ben is the only quarterback that's going to go straight to the Hall of Fame when he retires. But when in the hell was their error when Ben got the praise that Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or that, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Every other great. In what era did they praise Ben? Please tell me, and then I'll shut up.
Never. And on top of that, Tony Romo stole his swag, and they praised Tony Romo when Ben first got in the league. That looked like Tony Romo, didn't it? Tony Romo took that whole style and ran with it, man. And now he's on
that
TV.
That running around out the pocket.
I'm talking about the style. I'm talking about the way he carried himself, the hat backwards. I'm talking about all that.
Man, look. Look, man, forget all that. I'm just saying, basically.
Nah, seriously, though. The only people that give us our props is First Things First with Nick Wright and Chris Carter.
Yeah.
And that come on too damn early for everybody to know.
Huh?
And I said, that show come on too early for everybody to know.
Yeah, for real, it do.
And it get worse as the day goes on. Like.
Ben never got the credit he deserved, though. And I said this before the preseason started, that this was going to be Ben's best year.
Yeah, you did.
And it's going to be his best year, like yards-wise and touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah. Yeah, he only had one bad game, and that was the first Cleveland game.
Yeah, the first game. The first game was his only bad game.
Yep. I ain't have no Big Ben rant this year.
Fault. Only one of those picks was his fault, if you want to talk about that for real.
Say again?
Only one of those interceptions was his fault that first game.
That's a fact.
So it's like, yo, Ben, bro, like, he don't never get the credit he deserves, and I don't like that. Granted, we don't let Pittsburgh, and we don't never get the credit we deserve, period. But I like that, though. I like playing as underdogs because it gives our teams a mentality that I like. See, when we're playing as the number one seed, I ain't see how we act like in the wild in that position, but I'd rather play as the underdog.
Yeah, I was still kind of surprised we made it to the Super Bowl when we was like favorites damn near every week when we lost to Aaron Rodgers and them.
Yeah, that year never happened to me. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. That was like a flash real quick.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we demolished them. And we demolished them in every form and fashion of football. Yo, Bud Dupree is having a season.
Yes, sir.
Like,
this is what we wanted, bro. This is what we wanted.
It sucks because the sack's not going to show it. But it's like, yo, this man is causing ruckus and havoc every single play.
Yes, sir.
This is the Bud we knew. This is the Bud we knew Bud could be, man.
Yeah,
I love this, man. I love it, dog. This is
switch.
The Bud we... Now, he just solidified... I'm sorry, bro. But he just solidified that he's going to be a Steeler. He's probably most likely going to retire a Steeler.
Facts.
That's what he's kind of solidifying this year. But go ahead, man. Right. I just went ranting off for a little while.
The dope thing is them actually switching Bud and TJ, and it really benefited mm-hmm. both of those guys. I thought that mm-hmm. was real dope.
That was real dope how it works better for both of them.
Heck yeah, man. Like, TJ, TJ got everybody, you know, going to his side, and then Bud had so many unblocked rushes. It's crazy. That's the last dude you want to not block coming at your quarterback.
He's too fast and too grown for that. Is that okay?
Facts,
you
want to
set your quarterback up like that? Be my guest, baby.
Mm-mm. It's on me, baby. It's on me, baby. Hey, yo. Speaking of Bud, we're going to get into that a little bit later, man. But, yo, if we... Yo, I'm telling you, dog. If we go against the Jags and we smack the Jags like I think we are, you know what I mean? Because the Jags is low-key having a down year defensively. We better get some respect, man. And we probably won't even get no respect because what I just said, they're having a down year. But I'm like, yo, like, I don't know, man. I don't care, man. F the media outside of Steelers for 7 podcast, you know what I mean? And all other Steeler outlets, you know what I'm saying? We lit. So we don't really need credit for all you bums. Shout out to Kurt Warner for keeping it real. Nick Wright, Chris Carter, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to agree with you now. Shannon Sharp is still a hater. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love Shannon, but yeah. He doesn't really like care for the. He doesn't like the Steelers
because he's still a Raven at heart.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's really what it is, and he sees that we own the AFC North.
And he took credit for starting the rivalry like too. I don't know if you caught that. He took it was like a side thing. It was on YouTube. It was Shannon Sharp and James Harrison. It was before the Ravens game, and it was talking about the history of the rivalry. And then Shannon Sharp claimed that he started the rivalry because he was talking shit about the Steelers. And then after we beat them, Bill Cowher was saying, "See, I tell Shannon Sharp X, Y, and Z and shit like that." And then the shit was on like neck bone after that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was some slang from back in that time too. But
bro, that's definitely what happened.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, that's why you don't like Pittsburgh, nigga. Then you don't. Yeah, that's why. Oh, my fault, man. I'm sorry, Steeler Nation. I'm thinking we having a regular phone convo.
Yeah, it'd be like that, yeah, man.
It'd be like, yeah, but hey, yeah, Shannon, whatever, man. We don't need the commentators on our side and all that. The analysts.
Yeah,
I like it when we don't have analysts on our side. There was somebody that said we weren't going to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, trust me, I heard that a few times, and I don't think mm-hmm. I talked to them again.
No, he said this early. No, he said this first game. He said before it even started, basically. So before we tied with the Browns, before all that, he said the Steelers aren't going to make the playoffs this year.
Oh yeah, he said that, and then Max Kellerman from ESPN said the same shit, and I know he's eating his fucking feet. Oh yeah, my bad. How you pass the curse and badge to me? Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then Stephen A.
Fashion,
Stephen A just ain't happy. Stephen A just ain't happy, man. It's like, it is crazy with Stephen A too. He is quote unquote Steelers fan, but when our defense starting to play well, he's quiet. He's quiet. He don't say shit.
I guess because we're making him look stupid.
Yeah.
So, I don't get it on a Steelers fan. Yeah. In fact, you're not a Steelers fan. How Skip is a Dallas fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you act like that? Like, it forces them to talk about that Dallas Cowboys at least an hour every day.
Right.
Even when they are losing.
Right.
Are you serious? But when it's right. Like, I don't get it though.
But we off the media, man. We off the media. We gave them too much of our time. You did.
Let's get back. Man, you want to make the listeners? Who's making us proud right now?
Huh?
There's so many people making me proud on the team right now.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. I'm talking about the front seven. Hey, yo, speaking of that, Sunday, it's looking like Marcus Gilbert ain't playing. Hey, yo, Marcus Gilbert. This is like year number two where he hasn't been healthy like that. And
yeah,
if you keep letting Matt, I want to say Fielder or Fowler. I'm not thinking about his name right now.
Fowler, I think.
Yeah, if he keep playing the way he playing, Marcus Gilbert might be out of here, bro.
He might be.
You know what I mean? I already think Ramon Foster might be. This might be his last year with us.
I hope Mike Munchak never leaves us, bro.
I know, bro. Because it's like he's turning everybody into like real like starters, bro.
Yeah. Everyone is like, yo, you're good enough to start for us. He does that once. Back in the day when one of our star linemen was here, you will notice.
Like, yeah.
You will notice.
Like, his biggest project is Villanueva. Villanueva was never an offensive lineman. And he made him into a Pro Bowl lineman, bro.
Yeah, he did a lot for him.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, salute to Mike Munchak, man. He's not getting the respect he deserves this year. I remember,
but he's even got a school head coach office, and he can reject the Pro Bowl.
I know. He has to. It's like, yo, I don't know how people would lead the Steelers and try to get a head coaching job. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to look stupid. Like, you know, number 26, they used to play for us, but it's all good. I ain't talking about Rod Woodson or Deshae Townsend, you feel me? I'm talking about the other guy. But we gonna get into that.
I don't know who you're talking about.
LeBron, Bell, I don't know, man. But, yo, let's hop right into it, bro. Like, the Jacksonville Jaguars is next on the docket. You know what I mean? What's in their wallet? Because we finna take that. You know what I mean? My son just gave me some change. He said this.
We owed him an ass whooping.
Definitely. I'm talking about pull your belt off, grab him by the top, grab him by the hand, raise it all the way up. And get the whipping.
I'm talking about the 50 piece.
The 50 piece.
I ain't gonna lie. This is when, as a coach, you have to be unprofessional and run it up on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of thought we was doing that in the Panther game.
We wasn't really doing that. It's just because it was happening.
Like, you know how. Go ahead.
Listen.
I'm about to say, you know.
Oh, man. They were still kind of low key in the game.
Yeah.
So it's like we couldn't, and I'm glad that we're finally realizing, like, yo, we're not taking our foot off the pedal when we're up to touchdowns. Like, that was our problems. Well, that was Todd Haley. So every time we're up, like, two touchdowns, we start playing casual football.
Yeah, and it looked just like it, too.
We're getting more like the Patriots. We have to be killers out there. We have the offense to do so. We have the talent to do so. We have the killers out there. Every time we're on the field, I have to set up points on my mind.
Right. And like, yo,
that's the kind of offense we have.
We beat the Panthers game was over after Cam threw the pick six. You seen it on his face.
Yeah, he gave up.
You know what I'm saying? But that didn't matter. I think.
Wait. Tell her. Yeah. I don't say the touch, but this is literally the biggest team that we made give up in the season. The Browns gave up that second game. The Browns gave up.
Oh, yeah, the Browns gave up. Yep.
The Panthers gave up. Our defense is making people give up. You know how big that is?
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Our defense offense, defense, and special teams, bro.
That means that coaching is on point. Like, yo, you know what we're doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's when it's frustrated.
Yeah.
You're going to get out of there. You're going to get out of there.
Yo, shout out to our special teams coach, man. Even though we can't get no kickoff return touchdowns like that, the kickoff and the punt team, always is on point. You know what I mean?
That's a big reason we won the Bengals game.
And for those who don't know who that is, next time you watch a Stiller game, it's a short guy, a short white guy who look like he
the right the,
it look like the gum he's chewing on is probably like the size of your fist.
Like a Monopoly man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So salute to him, man. Hopefully we'll be able to get a cause Ryan Switzer is the type of guy that can get you a touchdown. You know what I mean? On a return specialist type of thing. You know what I mean? We just had to get it. I think he's gonna still get one before the year's up, but we're gonna have to wait and see that. But other than that, the coverage, amazing. And we got a lot of football players on the team, man, like Rosie Nix. He's a football player. He's not a fullback. You know what I mean? Like, kickoff, he's always around. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can catch out the backfield. He can block exceptionally well. You know what I mean? You saw what he did for the Ringer guy that was on the team.
You talking about Rosie?
Yeah, Glock 45.
Yeah, Rosie's great. Rosie's great. I'm a Rosie fan, man. And for Bell to leave that, it's like, man.
Yeah, man.
That was a weirdo, man. I don't know if Stiller Nation, I don't know if you guys want a little section on him, but we don't even want to do it. It was like good riddance for real. I never thought I would side with the NFL.
I know.
When there's a young black man trying to get his money.
But
when Bell went about it, it's like, you bitch.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, and I heard, what was I watching? I forgot. Someone said somewhere that it looks like instead of his agent working for him, he's working for his agent. That's how this all looked. And I was like,
that's not true. This is all Bell. This is all Bell. You remember last year, I think we offered him something last year, early this year, and his agent was pleading with him to take it. You remember?
I'm talking about that. Because look,
Bell has a point. He has a point that he's trying to prove. He's on a mission. Like, he's trying to get something done. I don't know what it is. It's like something about, I don't know, players. It's not going to happen, but he's trying to get something done. So, like, this is all him. I can't even blame this man, his agent.
If I'm his agent, bro, I'm telling him to talk to his coach or talk to his teammates. Like, just let them know. Keep it a bean. Because with all he did, check this out, man. Someone said this. Chris Carter said this. He was like, for Le'Veon, like, because, you know, all the flack Mike Tomlin get, you know, he being an African-American coach in the NFL, when he does something, like, when we have, like, you know, our little turmoils in the beginning, everyone, like, he's on the hot seat, he needs to get fired, this and that, and he gets mad blame. But when we turn it around, we don't hear shit. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we don't hear nothing. We don't hear anything. So, it was like... So it's like, my bad. My son is seeing what he's doing. But anyway, it's like, Le'Veon could have helped that. You know what I'm saying? Le'Veon could have helped that by talking to Tomlin. So Tomlin could have something better to say at, you know what I mean, at these at the press conferences instead of him being pissed off. You know what I mean? So like when they ask Mike Tomlin, have you talked to Bell for like 7 to 8 weeks? And he's always saying no. It's like, yo, Bell, you could have helped that, bruh. That shows you don't give a damn about the coach. You don't give a damn about your squad because you don't talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they said the things they said. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, it's everybody wanted Bell to get his money prior to the way he was acting this year.
Hold on, yo. There's so many fans that say, oh, quote the code, you never speak on a man's money. You're like, yo, shut the hell up.
Yeah,
you're
like,
not playing the NFL. You don't know this. And then, but, like, yo, Bones was on the Steelers Nation fan, like, the group on Facebook. Shout out to Kathy. But it's just like, it's just a lot of people, like, you don't do that. You know, like, what? He turned his back on his teammates. Hey, what are you talking about, dog? It's like, it didn't make no at all. Like, it's like, I know for a fact, I've played football for many years in my life. I know for a fact Le'Veon had at least two close friends on that team. I'm thinking it's at least Rosie and AB. That's what I think, but I may be wrong. It may be two completely different guys. But I know you have at least two real close guys on that team. So for them, I know they hit you up. So for them to text you like, hey, bro, like, when you coming back or are you coming? And so for you to ignore everybody, I would think, listen, you turned it back on them first.
That shit is
like, that's like me and you, Cass. That's like me and you playing, like, you feel me? You going through a little contract. I understand how cool they're going to come in and say, you know, and I text you, like, you my man. Like, we can hang out all this stuff. Now I'm trying to hit you. Like, hey, what up, bro? Like, now you're ignoring my call. They're like, what the hell?
Like, I thought we was boys. I thought you at least tell me that. You think I'm going to rat? Like, what are you doing?
I'm
going to
be offended. But I thought, like, yo, was like, super stupid. Like, they didn't pay me back on Lady Gaga. They did that after Lady Gaga didn't show up when they thought he would show up. I think the story is, if I'm wrong, I hope I'm not wrong, but he thought he was going to come back at that time. And that's when niggas made, that's when they made them comments.
Yeah,
I don't care about them. I don't care
this
about
whole, this whole situation is sloppy doppy. You know what I mean? Thank God we ain't got, like, really worry about it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Well, with that being said, man, the next man mentality, James Conner, you know what I'm saying? He's doing his thug thizzle. And I want to shout out Jalen Samuels, too, because he's starting to pick it up more and more every week. I feel we're going to really see him a lot more second half of this year. Because he's proven that he's a overall back now instead of, you know, a third down pass catcher. You know what I mean? They worked real hard with him in the offseason to get him to this point. And now he just needs more reps in the games. You know what I'm saying? James Conner was in a concussion protocol. I'm hearing he's good to go. You know what I mean? I kind of had that feeling in the beginning, even when we took him out. Just the way he was interacting with people on the sideline, I was like, all right, he'll be good.
He wanted to keep going. It was just Mike Tomlin being a good coach, like, yo, for the risky.
Yeah,
like,
you're good,
a little thing. He's like, I'm just like, I messed with Mike Tomlin. Like, you had a little thing, and you know, point him trying to force him when we're up on these main points.
That's
and I liked it that. That's my thing.
That's a fact, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, one thing about James Tomlin, a lot of people want to hear this, and I feel, I mean, I'm not hesitant to say it, but, like, if he stays on his pace this whole season, and it start like this next season, I'm going to say he's better than Le'Veon.
That's a
next year around this time, if he takes on this whole season, and the next year, like, say, four games in, and he's still on the same pace, I'm like, yo, he's better than Le'Veon.
Yeah, don't think that the NFL next year is going to, if Le'Veon is on the team, they're not going to always compare those two, like, throughout the whole year. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a war. They're going to always compare Connor's production to Bell's next year.
And Le'Veon's going to have great success wherever he goes.
Yeah, and that ain't going to happen because it ain't that many good teams. I mean, it ain't that many good offensive lines in the league.
And the one thing is, like, it's all messed up. There's not too many good offensive lines. There's not too many people that can afford you. There's not too many people that need you. It's like, so now you got to fit in with a weird team. You're a team that has the money that needs you. And you know what I'm trying to say? It's going to be kind of hard to find for him. So it's like, he's going to learn. Like, because the Packers can afford him, but.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Know, because the Packers are a real team. Like the Patriots, his attitude, I think, probably drove a couple teams away.
Yeah.
His attitude was just like, yo, you didn't talk to your coach.
He's going to end up on the Raiders or on the Jets, like his agents, last couple of guys he represented, Matt Forte and Maurice Jones-Drew. You saw how their careers ended. All because of what? They wanted more bread.
Yeah, it's like, yo, Le'Veon, that you was like, what? You didn't think this is how you want your season to go? Like, these guys, yeah, they were great, but like, at the end of the day, they're not going to go to all the Hall of Fame. They're not going to really be remembered in 10, 15 years from now.
I do appreciate what he brought to the team. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate that. He got us out of a lot of jams. But to do that, it's like, all right, man, it's cool. I think Connor's going to have more.
Don't get me wrong. It only hurt me because I thought Le'Veon wanted to be a Steeler. I thought he was a Steeler. I thought it was about money. Granted, of course, much money. But I thought, like, since his mouth was big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Ben. I thought, I don't know what team like going up, but. I was the Steelers, maybe Cincinnati or the Browns. But all I'm saying is, he's an Ohio boy. I thought he'd like to be in the Steelers, though. How could you not like being a Steeler? That's a...
It's like, yo, everything he said, he was contradicting himself. Like, everything he said. They pulled, everything. Recently, they pulled up a 2013 suite, him talking shit about himself now. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, you can sit out for
Say that again.
He was like, yo, if you can sit out of a sport you love for a whole year over some money, then you don't really love that sport.
That's a fact. And it looked like he don't love the sport. It looked like he just love the money that he probably ain't going to get. Because you passed up 14 mil to get what? We'll find out.
He's not going to get it. And then next year, we're going to just release him because we're not giving him that 28 million. So it's like, I think it's 29 million. Yo, what if we give it to him? I would be.
It won't look good at this point.
We can't. That's like being the highest paid player in NFL history.
Yeah, like even the way everything like it's it, you know how these billionaires work, bro. Le'Veon might not be on the team next year.
They might blackball him for finding that loophole.
Like, yeah, you did that to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Oh hell no.
You're not going to take too kindly to the fact that, like, all right, now everybody else is going to see that you can't get franchise tags twice in a row, and then that's what they're going to do. The NFL is either going to accept that or be like, okay, well, then if you do that, well, you're just not going to play next year. No team's going to pick you up.
Yeah, because if we ended up tagging them for the third year, it would have been $25 million. You know what I mean? So, you know we ain't doing that.
Then I thought it was a shady business. I thought he knew this.
Yeah.
It's like, you're liable to get blackballed, bro.
Like, you find a loophole?
It's like, yo.
I don't put it past
this to be, like, the headline in about 8 months. Like, around, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Around, like, April. Like, hey, I thought still have to get picked up by a team. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be like Dez, but Dez didn't ask for more bread. No, I don't know. I don't think he asked for more bread. But it's gonna look like Dez. But then again, who knows, man? But I think I got everything I need you to get out about Bell. I promise you, Steeler Nation, this is the last episode I'm gonna talk about this man. You know what I mean? As far as this situation,
we just had to talk about his suspicion not to come.
Yeah, cause he ain't show up, and you know the guys raided his locker. You feel me? Like you saw Bud Dupree on camera with the cleats, with the Jordan cleats. You know what I mean?
That was a form of disrespect.
Yeah.
He apologized, but the way he apologized was hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I'm sorry. He's like, nobody got spoken to him. He's like, we. Whatever you do. He apologized, but really, he's like, yo, you still got them cleats.
Hey, yo, speaking of that, yo, shout out to the reporter, Aditi Kikabala. Damn, my bad. I'm sorry, lady. But check this out. She had an oversized Pittsburgh coat. You feel me? And it was like, is that Le'Veon's coat? And she wanted to say shit. She was like, I plead the fifth. That joint had me in stitches, man. I can't say your name right now, Aditi, but I'm like, you the best, yo.
Somebody has no respect for the Pittsburgh. You didn't leave out like a real man that was worried about his money trying to take care of his fans.
He looked like Latrell Sprewell, for those who know. Latrell Sprewell got offered some bread. He rejected this, said, man, I got to feed my family. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm talking about millions.
I'm feeding my family on 100 times less than what you got offered, bro.
Facts.
And they're eating pretty good. My kids are fat.
I'm like, yo, if you're talking millions, like you keep, that's the last thing you should say. I need to feed my family. Like, what do you think we doing?
It's crazy that you can't feed your family on $14 million a year.
Shout out to Feed the Babies by Jersey Connect. Go get that right now.
Shout out, man. But it's like, yo, Kev, that's more than a million. You mean it's like, I don't get people. That's like, people, I guess, they don't never start out to think of that. I'm just being greedy.
That's a fact, man. So I'm gonna put this last bit of dirt on the Le'Veon Bell story. You feel me? Put the tombstone down. Thank you, Le'Veon, for the couple years you gave us. That was good. the memories of you getting suspended, the injuries, the 5 minutes I thought you was like you was actually scared of the Bengals. You know what I mean? So it was like,
man, that's why he wanna leave. He tired of that. He tired of them two games.
It's like, yo, man, these guys are trying to end me, man. And you see they can't do that with Connor, because Connor really knocked these dudes off their feet.
Yeah, Connor don't give a damn. Connor's like, all right, I ain't going to do all this shifty shit. I'm going to steam on your ass flat to the ground.
And then you got Vance McDonald scaring everybody else, because he's going to put somebody in the ground. You know what I mean? But let's get off of that, you feel me? Like, I told you the Tombstone down, Le'Veon Bell thing. You feel me? So,
let's get on to the defense, man.
Yeah, our defense. Let's start with the front three. Hey, yo, Stephon Tua, it looked like he might not play either. You know what I mean? He got an elbow issue. Hey, yo, shout out to Stephon Tua, too, man. Him and his girl just had a baby. You feel me? Salute to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a beautiful thing.
Congrats on that.
You know what I mean? So even if his elbow ain't an issue like that, we're probably letting him get the game off because of that. You feel me? Like, we got Tyson Alualu. He good. He'll be able to fill in. You know what I'm saying? And I also heard Javon Hargrave might get some DN time too. So that's good as well. You feel me? And
I like Tyson.
And you got Killer Cam on the other side still doing what he's doing. He's back in the form. You know what I mean? The front three is always applying pressure now. So that's helping the linebackers with the blitz packages. We blitz 55% of the time since week 8.
I find it funny that causes is happening after Cam Hayward called them out.
Yeah.
I guess people on the defense were really doing their own thing.
Yeah, that's what it ended up looking like.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like every coverage was blown because, like, yo, why wasn't someone there? Like, I know the defense is not called to leave that wide open like that. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like someone blew their job, just not doing their job and worrying about something else. So, like, the fact that Cam Hayward said, like, yo, we have to be all in, basically. We have to buy in or something like that. It's like, just trust these coaches. Like, just be like, yo, and it worked. And then, like, I don't know if I said this last part. If a defensive coordinator is running schemes, but you're not doing your job, and they're not working, and the schemes ain't working, and he's throwing them out, thinking, all right, these don't work, but he might be throwing out great schemes because you weren't doing your job.
Right.
It's like you have to do how I draw it out, and if it doesn't work, and you do what I did, then all right, good. It doesn't work. But if you're not doing what I'm telling you to do and it's not working, then we don't. It's not. So I'm like, the fact that everything is working now, it seems like people are just, you know what, we're just gonna trust in these coaches. I don't know why it took that long. I don't know why you didn't trust in your coaches to know what they're talking about, but
it's the new millennials, man. Well, I'm acting like we ain't a part of that, but it's like it's just the new way of thinking.
That was a great answer. And I think you're completely right.
Like, we all, just because, you know, the social media, all the information we get, yeah, we all think we know everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you just solved my problem, yo. Thank you. That was a great answer, and that's exactly what it is. I forgot that, like, millennials play football, are in the league, too. You know what I mean? They're not just out in regular life, like, with us. No, they're in the league, too. So, like, yeah, they, millennials still, we have entitlement. You feel me?
Right.
We feel entitled to things, and we feel like we know everything. So, like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, no, coach don't know what he's talking about. Blah blah. Blah. Like, yeah, all right.
Like, Cam seems like he's built from the older generation.
Old school. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, he's the leader of the defense, man. And another thing is, at the, like, you know, Cam calling out the defense and one guy getting benched. Artie Burns got benched, and we'll get right back to that real quick. Let's just move back to the linebackers, man. Yo, like, we already spoke on Bud Dupree. We already spoke on TJ Watt. We got to speak on Anthony Ciccolo, because when he gets in the game, he can start some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's a, the best way to describe him, he's a football player.
Exactly, man.
I know that sounds dumb, but like he's a football. He knows like he knows what's going on basically. Even if he's coming off the bench, he doesn't look lost. He doesn't look confused.
Because he blends in. And that's like most of our guys, yo. That's how like yo, I love that, yo. Like our like it's like our guys are blending in. It's like, you know, when someone gets hurt and someone comes in, they get picked on. But our guys get blended. Like, it's like it blends in, except for, like, Cam Sutton.
The only guy that gets picked on is Artie Burns.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I hate to down any Steeler, but he's got to go, man. I'm sorry, Artie, I should listen to him, but I don't know what's going on, man. But, yeah.
Yeah, like, ever since he said he had CTE, everything looked worse. That he might have CTE.
Yeah.
Everything started to look worse on camera. So, like, him going down for
it.
Cody Sensabaugh.
He said he know. He said that he know he has it. But yeah. I told you since last year, I like Sensabaugh.
Yeah,
like, his cover skill is on a beam. Every time someone makes a catch on him, he's right there on their ass.
Yeah.
The only thing he has to work on is basically his ball hawking skill, like knowing where the ball is in the air. If he knew where the ball was in the air, like basically like Joe Hayden know where the ball is in the air. If Sensabaugh had that, Sensabaugh would be locked down.
I agree.
I'm talking about like we would have to pay him some money. Like that's how good he is. People don't realize, but Sensabaugh is really, really good. And he should have been to Artie's spot.
I agree now, you feel me? Like, I was on some, like, all right, maybe Artie will, you know, turn it up. But in the beginning of the year, I said Artie was going to make the Pro Bowl. And look how stupid that looked. You know what I'm saying? That was me having hope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like, you try to give a guy some hope, yeah, because like, you're your first-round pick. Like.
And we cannot dismiss this man, Mike Hilton, who may be the best player on defense. You know what I'm saying?
He's like our AB on defense, low key.
Uh-huh.
He's just so well rounded.
Yeah.
Just the most well rounded player on our defense. There you go.
Like his matchups against tight ends, man, is great to watch, yo.
How are you covering this giant? He's like 5'11". What is he?
About 5'11", yeah.
5'10", 5'11" is that? Like, how are you covering these giants, making these plays, not letting them get these catches off, jumping with them, and then you come in for the blitz and cause havoc? Yo, man, that really might be my favorite player on defense, dog. I'm gonna get a Hilton jersey.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Me too, one. Man. Me too.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that kid, man. Like the fact that we beat this since preseason, like,
early.
Who's 41?
Yeah.
Like, yo, who's 41? Like, who the hell is kid? Like, just like with the boy, a Yenny or a Jenny, whatever.
Yeah, he. 92. Yeah. I'm tight he got hurt,
yo,
man.
I can't wait for him to come back, but he's gonna come back. And the boy Matthews, too. Remember Matthews? Linebacker.
Yeah. And Matthew Thomas, yeah.
46. Matthew Thomas, yeah, there you go, yeah. I can't wait to see him getting some burn, too. That's probably what, yo, cuz, this is probably why our special teams is probably so on point. We have guys like that on special teams.
And you can't forget Tyler Matakavich, who's not even playing defense no more. He's a straight special team.
And then Roosevelt Hicks, we have guys like that on special teams. We really have like a special team that like, yo, this is a good roster.
Yeah, like definitely.
Yeah, we're looking good, man. We're looking good. I always see hiccups coming, but I don't really see a hiccup coming. I know we most likely probably lose a game or two, but I don't see them coming.
Yeah, even it was like the only thing I could probably see is
I'm confident that we're gonna beat the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm way more confident in that game than the Saints game in week 15. Week 15 or 16.
Me too. I'm more confident in the Patriots game than the Saints game too. That's crazy because it's like, yo, our defense has changed. It's like, yo, we're ready for that. Like
we're going to hit you, bro. We're going to hit you.
What if we come out and change our defensive game plan versus the Patriots and give Tom Brady all the time in the world? I would be so heated.
I know, dog.
I would cry. Are you serious? That's when you know the NFL is rigged. But yeah, if we bring this pressure, which I know we will, that we've been bringing to Brady, it's like, yo, we're gonna make him look bad. That's the thing. Like we're gonna make it. Like Brady hates pressure.
He's low key already starting slow. Like he had a couple good games here and there, but he's playing slow.
Yeah, he is, and it's like I can't wait for that game. Usually I'm nervous about that game a little not scared, but like nervous. Oh man, the Patriots. That's like, yo, I can't wait for that game.
Hell yeah, that's how I felt about this Jaguars game. I was like, I couldn't wait for this game.
This game too, yeah, real tough, but yeah, this game too, but it's not like the Patriots.
And what's the name might play, which I really wanted. Fournette. Leonard Fournette, yeah. So, if he wasn't playing in the Jaguars game, I wouldn't have counted. He has to play. Because that shit he did to Mike Mitchell last year, it was embarrassing, bro. Like, that was probably the most embarrassing play I've ever seen. A rookie pointed you out 15 yards away and told you to come at me and trucked you. That's embarrassing,
bro. It was, man. It grown, man. Oh.
But that won't happen this year. Hold on. I don't even want to go over it. Like, yo, our middle linebacker play has been exceptional, yo. Vince Williams.
John Bostic.
Dog. These fellas, yo. Like, and it's crazy because both of them kind of like the same player. But what's his name elevated his game so much? Vince Williams,
yo,
man.
John Bostic is this generation's James Ferrier, yo.
I like that.
How we picked up James Ferrier from the Jets. It's like he wasn't no big name, but it's like he got the job done.
Yeah.
This is John Bostic. He wasn't no big name, but like, oh, he's getting the job done. People don't even realize.
And he's short, bruh. He's short.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I mean? Like, he 5'9", with a heart of a 6'4". You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know what I mean? So it's like.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's doing the damn thing, man. Salute to John Bostic. And then it's crazy. Morgan Burnett, the little times he plays, I can see he be a
yeah.
The couple of plays that he's in, I can see like, he's around the ball. All that. All right. I can see that you can be something for us. I want to see some more.
Yep.
I need to see more.
Yep. Because, like, I like that, you know, Terrell Edmonds is out there, but you can really tell he needs to watch a little bit. But he's good.
Yeah, but I like that. I like the whole thought. So everybody learns different. Everybody works different. But he looks like he's one of them people that learns better when you just throw him to the wolves. He don't look like somebody that you should just have sitting and marinating. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think he works better because I think he's getting better.
Yeah, he is.
And you can tell that, like, he's getting more adjusted to NFL, like, by the way he hits. He used to be hesitant with his hits. I'm telling you, I used to watch him. I watch him. He used to be real hesitant with his hits. His arms be kind of flailing. Now he comes in like a rock. Like, nah, that's just. You know what I'm saying? He comes in like a NFL grown man now. So it's like, oh, all right, I see the growth already. So it's like, I think it's best that I'm going to the Wolves
and bro,
of course
it's
you
like
make mistakes.
It's like switching is really brought the best out of our guys because we got another guy that switched positions, and he might be the most improved player on the team.
Sean Davis. Yeah, man, like.
Sean Davis is having a hell of a year. He's not getting picks, but he's having a hell of a year. Like a Ryan Clark year.
You're not really getting some deep on this.
Yeah.
It was like, the fact that we switched him to free safety, that was a great move.
That was like that should have been his position from the rip.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, because he's faster.
He's fast. He can tackle.
He wants the free safety.
He's a short tackle.
Yeah, he's a short tackle. He know where the ball is.
Yeah.
People don't give him his credit. When the ball comes around him, he's going to make a play on it. If it's around him, like, that's like, what our defense is looking. I'm loving it, man. We developing these young guys.
Yeah, man. Like, we doing our thing, man. We just got to keep it up, keep it pushing, look more fine wine. You know what I mean? And then we gonna go out and dine on all these teams. You feel me? Like, we gonna... Hey, yo, shout out to whoever paid that bill. You know what I mean? Somebody ordered a $4,000 bottle. It was a rookie dinner. I don't know who posted it, but somebody said someone's in trouble. So whoever paid that tab, shout out to you, man. You better have a good game for that. I seen that yesterday. You know what I mean? But if we had to make predictions for this game, like if I had to make my prediction for this game, I honestly feel like we're going to put up 30 on these guys. You know what I'm saying? And they might get 10 to 14 points. I don't think they're going to score much. So I'm going to go with... Yo, you know what? F that, yo. I'm gonna have a little hot take, man. Not hot take, but I'm going 41 to 14, man. 41 to 14. Pittsburgh Steelers taking the dub. You know what I'm saying? Making the Jaguars looking very, very, very small. In a payback game. This is a payback game from last year in the regular season and in the playoffs. Oh, we gonna make y'all feel it. 41 to 14. Pittsburgh Steelers. Game.
We can do that, but I'm gonna say, man, I'm gonna give these guys 10. I'm gonna give us 28-13.
That sound realistic too.
28-13. They're calling it close. And they're, I'm like, why are they calling it close? Whatever. Let me kind of call it close too. But we said the same thing last year, Kev.
I know we did.
Same thing. That's all you want to bite my tongue, man. Is like, but this is a different team, though. Last year was 10 years ago.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Last year was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Real tough.
And we got so much better, and the Jaguars took a step back.
Look, Kev, for us and for them, they're a different team. It's like, oh, y'all not this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we hit. Everyone's hit.
Yeah,
and Ben is going to pick on Jalen Ramsey. This is going to be a big AB game. That's a fact. It's going to happen.
Yeah, yo, Ben has that tendency of picking on the best corner. I love that. Who else does that? No other quarterback does that. I'm going to pick on the best corner.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick on your best safety. Like, stick him at home. Because
that's like, because, you know.
That's him going against Ed Reed two times a year. That's him going against Ed Reed twice a year as a rookie.
That's a fact.
That develops you into. It develops you into a monster.
That's a fact. And you're practicing with Troy Polamalu.
You're practicing against Troy Polamalu every day, and then you're going against Ed Reed twice a year. It's like, yeah.
And then you're going against Ben went years going against the number one defense. You had to go against Ike Taylor.
Twice.
You had to go against Deshaun Townsend. You had to go against Ryan Clark.
Now listen. Think about this. The Ravens need to run that era was like number one or number two every year.
Yeah.
So now you're playing them twice every year. Like, dog. So like, yeah, that built a monster. They created a monster. They don't even know what they did. Mm.
That's a fact, man. You know
what
I mean?
And we took dives. I can't. Yo, that one play dives made, man, gave me all the assurance that I need to know.
I know, they need to put some respect on his name in Madden, though, man. It's already, I said they need to put some respect on his name in Madden, man. I'll be having to put Rudolph in when Ben get hurt, man.
Yo, I heard that he audibled into that play-action play in the back of the end zone.
Say it again?
He audibled into that play.
Oh, where?
It was a running play. That's what I heard, yeah. I don't know how true it is, but it was from on the internet, and it was from commentator guys. I can't remember who, but they said it was an audible. Like, he audible into that. Like, if that's true,
that's fire.
That's even more respect for that guy.
That only proves that, you know, he's really as smart as he is. You feel me?
Smart. He's confident, and he does well. And he does well under pressure.
Yeah, definitely, man. But yo, man, I think it's that time. You feel me? We're gonna wrap this thing on up. We're gonna send it over to Lady Steel. You know what I mean? We're going to let her have her time. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to see y'all after the game. Either it's going to be live or we're going to throw another podcast out. Be on the lookout, man. Steelers for 7 podcast. This has been a very, very good episode. May I say? Yeah? Say that. Let me not do that, man. It's your man, Kev Easy. You can follow me everywhere at Kev Easy. KEVEZE. For those who don't spell well, Snow Judge. Make sure you follow the Steelers for 7 podcast Instagram page. That's Steelers for 7 podcast. One word, of course. And make sure y'all go join the Steelers for 7 podcast Facebook group, man. It just started. You know what I mean? We want everybody in there. All the Steeler fans, all the Steeler haters. I don't care if you get some Florida Gators, bro.
We got time.
Yeah.
We want the smoke.
That's a fact. Because we're going to talk. We ain't scared. We not gonna block you. We gonna talk. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So, bro, let everybody know your socials. You feel me? How to get in contact with you and your new projects and everything, man.
Just man, just Instagram, Jerseys Connect, Facebook, Jerseys Connect, Google, one word, YouTube, one word, Jerseys Connect, man. Just follow the move, man. Another filler song dropping real soon, man. I got to do it too quick.
And check out Black and Gold Killers, man. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? And we lit. Tiana Lady Steel, take us out of here, baby.
What is shaking, my beautiful Steeler Nation? I am Tiana Lady Steel. I'd like to thank Steelers 4-7 Podcast for giving me this opportunity to chit-chat about something we all have passion and love for, which is the Pittsburgh Steelers. To start, how is everyone still feeling after those 52 points slammed on that scoreboard in the homeland? Let's all thank Big Ben and the squad for not giving me cardiac arrest for that game. Whew, see the tongue tie? Twister. Oh, Bell, my feelings about that man are as rocky as a roller coaster that wasn't oiled before the amusement park season started. Speaking of amusement parks, Kennywood Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just came out with new cars for their Steel Curtain roller coaster. I'd be screaming as hard as I do at the TV screen during a game if I was on that ride. Back to Bell. When he first came onto the team, I felt he was down for Steel City. But as time went by, I felt the Mike Wallace aura coming over that man. I felt like he lost the Pittsburgh Steelers spirit and just was Team Bell after a while. Plus, his injuries weren't helping. He nailed that coffin shut this season by not showing up Tuesday by 4 p.m. And before that, completely ignoring Big Ben's text message. What an ass. Man, if I got a text from Big Ben, my eyes would explode with terrible towels. James Conner, the man who knows how to work my heartstrings right and make my eyeballs turn into hearts. I've had complete faith in him since the beginning of the season when our squad felt like having a serious personality by tying the Browns on opening day. Once I did my research on Conner, I knew he'd fit the slot of a running back perfectly. And I think Bell at this point is a bit butthurt over Conner. Conner is on concussion protocol, but he should be able and ready to play this Sunday against the Jaguars. Catch my upcoming Duncan video, Steelers versus Jaguars, on Monday. I am Tiana Lady Steel, and here we go. Yeah.
We are the
trail. Yeah. Yeah, he gon' need a medical nurse. Yeah, ripping off his head, I know it hurt. Yeah, mud pie making me dirt. Yeah, we gon' need some steel for these curves. We got black and gold killers on your turf. That's black and gold killers on your turf. Yeah, black and gold killers on your turf. We got black and gold killers on your turf. Yeah, spit like camera, don't go 23. Yeah, we need shoulder pads with some beams. Yeah, cause we've been on the field like hunting season. Yeah, I hear good things by my rookies. Yeah, savages, no class, they playing hooky. Yeah, every treat these DBs like they cookies. Yeah, my tape is gone, so Juju bought the boogie. Yeah, we was building, trying to get it right, but we was in the building this year. Everything is right, so we gon' make them feel it. We gon' make them feel it. I got some hitters on your field, and they some real killers. He gon' need a medical nurse. Yeah, ripping off his head, I know it hurt. Yeah, mud pie making me dirt. Yeah, we gon' need some steel for these curves. We got black and gold killers on your turf. Black and gold killers on your turf. Yeah, black and gold killers on your turf. We
I pack them gold killers on your turf.